Today's Daf Maseches Pesachim, Daf Nun Hey. We should be familiar with the statement of Chazal in the Mishnah and Tainus, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav, K'shem Shemishnah Nichnas Abimat and Besimcha. Just as when we go into the month of Av, we lower our happiness. So when we go into the month of Adar, we raise our happiness. When we're aware of a context of mourning and churban, mourning and destruction. And along with this comes a set of active ways that we focus. We are able to focus on the churban. One being Mematin B'masa B'matan. We lower our business activities from the Gemara that says in Tainus and Chavavim with Beis. With all of this, the Mishnah and our Masechta, we learned on Amud Beis yesterday, taught that some places, some locales had a minhag, got a custom for people to work even on the 9th of Av, even on Tisha B'Av, while other places had a minhag not to work. So the Mishnah's point, when in Rome, do as the Romans. But the idea of not doing malacha, of course, is to prevent a loss of focus on the Avodah Sayom, Hesach Hadas. The whole purpose of Tisha B'Av is to mourn over the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Halacha L'maisin Shulchan Aruch Tavkof Nundalad Simanim Chav Beis Chav Gimel Chav Dalad over there. We are machmir b'zman hazeh, in our time, not to do malacha, even if that was the practice at one point, not to do malacha, at least until the middle of the day, chatzos, and the Shulchan Aruch has a language that one who does malacha on Tisha B'Av, ein aro siman bracha me'os malacha, that money that they earn is not going to go, it's not going to come from a good place, it's not going to go towards a blessing. This is Mishnah Berurah explains, is when a person, mamish, throws himself into working to shift focus from the avelos, trying to sort of run away from the whole experience of Tisha B'Av, that's when it's problematic. Three heterim, three places where it would actually be permitted to do work on Tisha B'Av. One, something that's quick and easy without any delay. Example is lighting a candle. The second is having a Gentile perform the malacha. Of course, Gentile is not required to mourn over the churban. And the third is an activity that if not done, a davar ha'avid is a sort of a mashal comparison parallel to the laws of Chol HaMoed, that if you don't do this activity today, it's going to cause a certain loss. Certain purchases, for example, and that would be an example. So if Nevinson in his Sefer Yerushalayim B'Moadea, the section that he touches on the laws of fasting, specifically Tisha B'Av, it's a section called Bein HaMetzarim, says on page Reish Lamed, he has a very clear presentation. This person has vacation days from work. When should they plan to use those vacation days? So, of course, at the top of the list is going to be Chol HaMoed. Yom Tov goes without saying, but Chol HaMoed is going to be the top of the list. There's maybe even a Malacha D'Oraisa issue in Chol HaMoed. Next being Erev Pesach after Chatzos, which is rabbinic, as we've spoken about earlier in the parak. And then Tisha B'Av, which is on par with Purim. That's going to be the next level. So our Gemara at the top of today's daf comments on the second half of the Mishnah that Talmidei Chachamim, Torah scholars, refrained from doing malacha wherever they were. Didn't matter if the custom in the locale was not. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel added there that it's good for regular people to do so as well, and it wouldn't appear as yura. Yura is seeming presumptuous that I'm on certain levels. Since if someone wasn't working, it could just mean that they don't have a job, not necessarily that they're doing it because of the custom of that location. On a simple level, Torah scholars, as in other places in Shas, we see take on chumras, they take on more stringencies. But let's listen to how the Meiri saw this idea. It says the Meiri in his commentary in the Mishnah, V'chol makom talmidei chachamim asurim ba, sheheim ru'uyim lahakir b'chisaron ha'mikdash yosur min acherim. Somehow, on some level, talmidei chachamim are able to feel and sense and be part and empathize and understand the churban more than others. Only talmidei chachamim truly get it. So it says Rav Nevinsol, when I was in yeshiva, we would see Rav Nevinsol standing by the window in Yeshiva HaKotel. He's standing by the window looking at the churb, at the Makom HaMikdash, the Har Bais, and there were tears in his eyes, to be on that level, to really be able to mourn and to understand it. So it's magia to these people to be able to focus on the mourning and Tisha B'Av. We'll finish with the words of the Chiddush HaYarim, who explained the first siman of Shulchan Aruch. First siman of Shulchan Aruch was Raya l'chol yirei shemaim li'os meitzer l'churban el yirei shemaim. All those who fear Hashem should be concerned, should be fear, should be mourning over the destruction. What about everybody else? Just the people of yirei shemaim, just people who fear Hashem. So he explained, someone who doesn't have yirei shemaim cannot possibly understand the greatness and splendor of the Jewish people at the time when we had a temple, time when we had a Beis HaMikdash. And instead, he should cry over himself, that he's not sensitive enough, that he's not on the level to be able to cry. Cry over the fact that you can't cry. We should be zocha, we should merit to appropriately mourn over the churban, mourn over Yerushalayim, and be zocha, l'roa, b'simchasa, to see it in its glory and its splendor.